This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Pleased that the president took action yesterday to ensure families can remain together while we enforce our immigration laws. As I said previously, we do not want children taken away from their parents.
All right, that's still part of what the buzz is across the land, and that's what America Tonight is all about. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, host of this show for a decade as of this moment. Hard to believe 10 years went by fast. Not as fast as the life it's flashing before the face of Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House you just heard there. House Republican leaders kind of had a surprise move on Thursday. They pushed back a vote on a compromise immigration bill until next week. It shows the difficulty that they're really having trying to win votes. And now the stakes certainly have been raised because of that crisis at the border that he was just talking about. So the decision to delay the vote. Bob Ney is in our virtual green room, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. Bob, how about the Potomac two-step that's going on? That's what it looks like to me, especially with Paul Ryan, huh?
Well, that's right, by the way. Happy 10.
Thank
and
you. I can't believe
happy
it.
To be part of that decade, at least.
Thank
so.
You.
Yes. Paul Ryan, you know, you're right. When you and I talked the other night, we were talking about the fact that the two pieces of legislation would go down. And that was accurate. They had a vote today. The conservative piece went down. It was to be followed up with another vote on the compromise piece, which was surely to go down. So that would have happened. Paul Ryan knew that. And what he ended up doing was he pulled the bill. Then they were going to have a vote tomorrow. They pulled that now, Kate. They're going to have a vote next week. What they are clearly doing from the insides of D.C., he is gathering every single vote. He'll pull in Steve Scalise, the whip. You know, that was the member, of course, who was shot during that game, game they were playing, baseball game. But he'll pull in Scalise. They'll count the votes, and they're trying to basically get this whole issue off of their back. Now, they're going to have trouble with the conservatives, but they're going to try to convince them and count the votes and see what they want. They're going to include a new E. It's called an E-verification with employers. They're going to come up with all of these little things, Kate, to try to satisfy pieces of the conservative caucus. If they don't, this rides their back all the way through November. Now, if the Democratic side thinks that if they believe this is the only issue they can use and win back the House, they're going to be wrong. But the Republicans need to get this off their back. That's exactly what Paul Ryan is trying to do in his last few months as Speaker.
So your prediction is if they don't do this, it's going to be disastrous for the Republicans in the midterms?
Well, here's the problem. Yes, it would be disastrous if the Democratic side, if they get smart and realize this can't be just about immigration and Donald Trump in the fall. They have to expand into workers' issues, balancing the nation's budget, things they haven't done, and also all the voters they lost when Hillary Clinton lost at least four major union states, you know, Pennsylvania, Ohio, parts of different states. So it could be a disaster for them. Now, if the Democratic side doesn't expand, then it's a semi-disaster. I guess what I'm trying to say is they could lose 10 seats. If the Democratic side expands their issue base, then the House could revert to, I think, the Democratic majority then. But if the Republicans get rid of this, it surely enhances their ability to keep their seat loss in the House to about 10 or under is what I feel.
Wow. So while that's happening, and it does deal with, of course, immigration and some of the other moves that you mentioned, I agree with you on the Democrats, by the way. I said this the other day. If I'm a Democratic strategist, why do I keep doing the things that aren't working? Right. Why? I mean, you and I, if they paid us, I don't know, I'll just pull out a number, they pay us $500,000 and right. we jump over the line, I think you and I could sit down for a week and draw it up just seriously and know how to campaign. That's where the Republicans really kick them in the rear end, because sometimes they have better people working their campaigns.
Oh, you're right. And not to be boastful, but you and I could sit down and develop a strategy that would help them nationwide, because they're missing that piece. And the Republicans have been good at it. And
yep.
the Republicans have caught new issues. And Trump caught a new issue, you know, to tariffs, and went with
mm-hmm.
it, and, you know, everything else he's done. So, but yeah, it's a key part, but they've got to get smarter, the Democratic side, about how they don't just become the party of just immigration.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of immigration, how about the Department of Health and Human Services? They asked the Pentagon, look, people don't realize there's kids all over the country. They're asking them to prepare to house maybe 20,000 immigrant children on these American military bases, because now what do we do? Kind of that reversal and reunification with the parents. It's become a crazy nightmare with this executive order, hasn't it?
Well, it has. They are preparing to house up to about 20,000 migrants on the bases. Now, here's the point that's been missed in all of this, though, and Trump, with his reversal, which he couldn't reverse himself, and he did reverse himself, brings up something that even some members of Congress, I think, forgot about, and that was, you know, Flores versus Reno. That at that time, Attorney General Janet Reno, they signed a consent decree because, you know, she settled the case that way. So it's been the law of the land since 1997, after 20 days, you cannot keep children in detention. That's been out there. So these aren't just the kids, you know, in the new times right here. These are children that have followed that 1997 law and have been dispersed. Plus, a lot of kids came here alone, and they're out there somewhere. So there's a lot of work to be done. But, yes, the haste of the executive order that couldn't be done, that was done, now creates a situation of, you know, still dealing with what do you do with families. This will further, by the way, infuriate the issue, because then stories are going to come out about the cost. By the way, an average cost, I think I'm correct, $775 per day per person to house these people that have come in to the United States. And, of course, some of them are illegal and some of them are trying to get asylum.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so now let's still continue to drive down that whole thing with the kids. Melania Trump, wow, a big surprise. She goes to the border to visit a migrant children's shelter. Unfortunately, she's wearing a trench coat that says, "I really don't care." You.
This has never stopped, Kate. Is this the gift that just keeps growing with this
happened?
Administration? I don't know. Now, I called a friend of mine who is a big-time connected guy in politics, Republican politics, and to the Trumps, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said, what is really, honestly, were they trying to send a signal to the base? He said it's their jacket to show straight to the press's face.
Yeah, and that's what Donald Trump did. Yeah, Donald
right.
Trump tweeted out, "I really don't care," written on the back of Melania's jacket, refers to the fake news media.
First lady? I mean, who wears these kinds of things? I mean, they never stop. I'm amazed. You never know what to expect yet. But people did say it's a secret signal to the base. No, I really don't care what I'm doing. I think she does.
I do too, yeah.
From what I heard, she and Ivanka Trump gave him an earful at a dinner, private
yes.
dinner at the White House,
yeah.
an earful. Right.
Yep, I heard that. So good for both of them, Melania and Ivanka. Good
yeah.
job on their part. So thank you, Bob Ney. Good job from you,
okay.
as always, too. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Coming up on the flip side, more on the latest washing out of Washington, D.C. that affects you and me here on America Tonight.
It's been said, Any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
To put them together. We don't want to have people, we don't want to have children separated from their parents. You have to understand, you gave an example yesterday of 12,000 children. Of the 12,000, 10,000 came up either alone, they weren't necessarily young children, but either alone, or they came up with traffickers.
That's the president talking about the children at the border. And, of course, this is the flap across the land. I mentioned it when we cracked open the mic a few minutes ago. When I say that we really do talk about the buzz, there is nowhere I went today. I don't care if somebody was in line. There was a man in front of me. He was 90, I swear. Sweet, nice man. Turned around to me and he said, young lady, what do you think of what's happening at the border? I thought, well, how about that? And we had a conversation right there at my local grocery store. And I know that in schools that are now, some of them are in summer school, some of the kids are in summer schools, and some of them are just wrapping up in their social studies classes. They're talking about the, of course, what's happening at the border. And this has been all over Twitter, all over any social media you can imagine, and everywhere else in between. Now the question becomes, what happens with the kids? Melania Trump, the first lady, does go to visit a shelter to see what that's like, gives kind of a special finger to the media, and I think that's what that was about. Her jacket, which was a jacket that was sold It was a jacket. She didn't write that on the back of it. It was a jacket that was sold maybe a year or so ago on the market, and they don't have them anymore, but she had one, and that's the saying on the back of it was pretty interesting. And then, of course, the president tweeting out what that meant. Here's what Melania Trump had to say about her visit.
I'm here to learn about your facility, and which I know you have children on a long-term basis. And I also like to ask you how I can help to these children to reunite with your family as quickly as possible.
All right, and the scuttlebutt is from the rumors of people I know that are on the inside, and Bob Ney, who joined us, you know, maybe 10 minutes ago or so, said the same thing, that he had heard that at a dinner they both were all over, meaning daughter and wife. You got to do something about this. So we know, executive order. Now with the fallout, where do the kids go? Where do the families go? So they have to have a stopgap measure. So this is what the stopgap measure is. All these beds that they're finding so that they can house all the people that they have to, house, because you're going to have this, large refugee resettlement deal. And now you're not going to have kids that are going to be ripped from the arms of their parents. For the sole purpose of deterring immigration, they will go to jail with their parents, but jail isn't appropriate, so how do they figure that out? That's what's happening. How do we figure it out? How do we go and get the children reunited who were separated originally, right? So on the South Texas border with Mexico, Manuel Padilla, who is the chief of the U.S. Border Patrol's Rio Grande sector, it's a very, very busy one, he said a few things to the Associated Press that I thought was interesting. He said that the current situation for the migrant children in the U.S. is not ideal, but they're treated very well. He wanted people to know that. He said the ideal situation for these kids and family units is to be in their home country in a stable situation. Of course, the lines of asylum seekers at some of the locations on the border have kind of settled down, kind of waned in the last couple of days since the scrutiny of the treatment of the people who have come over. There's so much more, though, that has to happen here, and there's only so much as they can process. There's only so much they can do to do a little giddy up in trying to process all the people that are coming through. So yeah, the House postponing the vote on the compromise GOP immigration bill. You have the situation at the border, the situation of reuniting kids that are already gone and separated from their families, and then not having that continue moving forward. That's a done deal. It's not going to happen anymore. So it's interesting to watch the turn that this has taken, because it's taken a very, very big turn in a much different direction. And I think it's good. It's good that happened. It's good the way I think it was handled, because, you know, you look at the cover of Time magazine today. I was somewhere and I saw Time magazine, and on the cover it said, it was really a lot of space. It said, "Welcome to America." It had the president looking down at a screaming child, the child that we all saw with the pink top on, and looking like, oh my gosh, you've thrown me in a shark tank. So very sad. The photograph of the little girl was very, very sad, and then the president looking down, crazy. But what's interesting is the father of that girl said, oh yeah, by the way, the Time cover, that his daughter was never separated from her mother. So the father of the Honduran 2-year-old, who became the face of that separation crisis when she was photographed in tears as her mother was searched by the Border Patrol, they spoke out about the status of Dennis Hernandez, spoke out about the status of his wife, Sandra, and the daughter, Yanela, who's 2, And he said he still has not been in direct contact with his wife because he doesn't have a way of communicating. But he's saying that they weren't separated. And he said he didn't support his wife's decision to make the journey with their daughter in her arms and never properly got to say goodbye. So he said, you can imagine how I felt when I saw that photo of my daughter. It's difficult to see that, but I know they are not in danger. They're safe. So the whole thing is, that whole thing is of course, crazy. Now, they have a new poll out that, according to this Rasmussen poll about what's going on at the border, a majority of Americans blame illegal immigrant parents for the child crisis on the border over the U.S. government. So the hyper-focus on the separation of the families in the last several weeks leading to this executive order has led to this poll. There's lots of polls, but to this particular poll that shows that, yeah, we're not blaming the Trump administration for the 2,000 children who've been separated. In fact, 54% of likely voters polled said they think the parents are the ones to blame more for breaking the law. Only 35% said the government is to blame for the crisis. And 54% of voting Americans agree with President Trump's assertion that the United States will not be a migrant camp and it will not be a refugee holding facility. It just will not be. And I don't think it will be. There's going to be more judges, more possibilities quickly trying to figure out ways, whether there's confusion in Congress or not, of how to process people faster that have come over illegally, faster reunited with kids or not separated with kids moving forward. And that's it, period, you know, bottom line. And that's, and the optics are, of course, much, much better. I mean, much, much better than the way they have been looking. Because, of course, really nobody wants to see that, right? Of course you don't want to see that, because that only creates more problems anyway for us in the United States to try to figure out the reunification process and everything in between. So no reason for that to happen. Really crazy. But I'll say it again. It was interesting, the First Lady's choice of the coat that she wore. I really don't care, do you? And I saw a great headline where it said, First Lady Fashion Fireworks. I think I saw that on the Drudge Report. And, of course, that's what happened. She showed up in Texas, and some were wondering, what does that mean, that message? The green hooded military jacket from Zahara that said what I just mentioned. She left and returned to Washington. And so you understand, if you haven't seen it, the words were printed in white, in graffiti style, on the back of the jacket where you could really read it. And when the First Lady spokesperson was asked, what does that mean? They said, it's a jacket. There is no hidden message. After today's important visit to Texas, I hope the media isn't going to choose to focus on her wardrobe. Ooh. Coming up, we're going to invade the man cave here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist Ballas, who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
As the House votes to reject one of two Republican bills to deal with immigration, the president at the White House accusing Democrats of supporting loopholes in the immigration laws, saying they're slowing down efforts to reform our immigration system.
We have come up with a lot of solutions, but we have Democrats that don't want to approve anything because that's probably, they think, bad for the election that's coming up.
The president saying we have the worst immigration laws in the history of the world. The conservative community mourning the loss of columnist Charles Krauthammer. He'd announced earlier this month he was in the final stages of battling cancer. Krauthammer on Fox talking about his eventual move to conservatism.
As a doctor, I'd been trained in empirical evidence. I mean, if the treatment is killing your patients, you stop the treatment. And I sort of I moved gradually to the idea of a more limited society, smaller government.
Krauthammer was 68 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
He's going to the man cave. 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 Yeah, going to the man cave.
All right, without further hesitation, we're doing what that guy just said. We're going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's a lot happening in the world of sports, especially when it comes to the NBA draft. We have any Hoop fans out there? Of course we do. Why and how do I know that? Because if you go to AmericaTonightRadio.com, AmericaTonightRadio.com, you could be one of the lucky winners for an autographed copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, or Invade the Man Cave. It's awesome. I mean, it's not because it's my book. It's because we get to hear about sports across the board. And one of the sports that I talk about, of course, is the NBA. And a lot of you are into the NBA because as much as you love your politics and what the buzz is and everything else, you like to mix it up with some of that man cave stuff. watching some sports. Maybe it's just a particular sport, and I know I've got my NBA fans because of the amount of emails that I received about the draft. Like this one from JoJo, who said, "Hey, DeAndre Ayton, of course, picked number one in the draft. He is the best player out there. How could people have thought that the Phoenix Suns were not going to pick a guy who played right there in Arizona?" Duh, Kate, right? Yeah, he's 7 foot center. He was a freshman star at Arizona. So, of course, he was picked number one in the NBA draft. I don't think there was any doubt. You never know. But, you know, the Suns had never selected first in the draft before. And then they have this chance at Ayton, who has the crazy mad skills of, I think, a modern center, but he has some old school in him, too. And he's got that girth, and he has that height. So he was a good, he was fun to watch at Arizona, despite some of the problems they have. But anyway, I had at Arizona some of the things they were accused of. And the Suns were pretty busy. They picked up some other draft rights they acquired the draft rights to Mikal Bridges in another deal that sent Zaire Smith, who was selected at 16, to the Sixers. They also sent, you need a scorecard in the NBA draft. The Suns also sent a 2021 first round pick. Doesn't that sound like a long time from now? It's not that far away. Through the Miami Heat to the Sixers, who had taken Bridges, who was a big Villanova star at number 10. So anyway, as for Ayton, they get the guy who has all the physical skills, inside-out skill set, athletic center, not a great defender, not a great defender, but working on that, and does, again, still have some old-school skills. So, I think he's going to be all that, I do, but we'll see. I mean, now he's got to do it, so he makes the transition to the pros. And he's already getting jabbed on Twitter. Joel Embiid, the 76ers star, said, "Don't compare Ayton to me either. I play defense in giant letters." When he was asked about protecting the rim, he said, "Don't worry, I'll be fine doing it." You know, whatever. What's interesting is people should know this. He moved to Phoenix during high school. Most of his family lives there. The University of Arizona is just a couple hours down Interstate 10 from where he'll be playing. So I think it's smart of them to go with him. Let's just put it that way. I mean, that was the best player in the draft that they could get. So they did the smart thing. And then there's a couple of other players I like. I like the power forward out of Michigan State, JJ Jr., Jackson. I like him. I like the point guard from Oklahoma. So Jackson Jr. went to the Grizzlies. I like the Oklahoma point guard that went to the Mavericks at 5. And they really need Trae Young's skills, and I think he'll fit in nicely there. But what happens is they haven't had, if they're one and done, they haven't had much time, even adjusting college-wise, and now they're making the leap to the pros, which is a whole different story. I mean, a whole different story. All right, let's jump to something else. I don't want to dwell on our precious moments in the man cave on just the NBA draft. How about this? The NFL is going to suspend Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback Jameis Winston the first 3 games of the season for violating the league's personal conduct policy. This stems from an alleged incident with an Uber driver in Scottsdale, Arizona in March of 2016. I still remember that. They haven't notified him of their official decision, and the circumstances surrounding it still could lead to an increase or decrease of 3 games. But they believe it's going to be handed down in the next, maybe even Friday, but the next couple of days anyway. So that's a big hit for Tampa Bay. I mean, a really big hit for them. You sort of got that feeling that there was a chance that could happen. And, you know, of course it did, because it's kind of Uber driver's word against his word, and I think they've taken Uber driver's word for it. Unusual for this, but the best player in baseball, I think, Angels, Mike Trout, he started at DH again because he's got a sprained index finger. But check this out, Trout playing in his 1,000th, you heard me right, 1,000th career game. So at the DH, fine. He said he wanted to be out in center, but it's what it is. He had a sprained finger, and it's affecting the ability to throw. So they're going to reevaluate him in a couple of days. People forget about Trout. I don't know why. He's a six-time All-Star, and he is just a gamer. I mean, he's like, talk about old school. He's an old school player. He wants to be out there. The Angels have been decimated by injuries. About 15, maybe at one point as many as 15 players on a disabled list. Trout has almost single-handedly kept them afloat, and it's maybe his best season ever. He leads the majors in on-base percentage, total bases, home runs, 23 runs, 60 walks, 64. He's been pretty incredible. In fact, here's a crazy stat. Over his past 8 games, he's reached base 28 times in 37 plate appearances. I mean, it's a tough game when you look at baseball, and to be able to say that, there is something about the magic that Trout brings, and I think that's what it is. He's the journeyman player, he's not looking for a bunch of accolades. He just plays. He loves the game, and he wants to play. So let's put it that way. Meanwhile, golf goes on. We come out of the majors, meaning the last one, the U.S. Open, and we're on to the Travelers, which is always a favorite stop for a lot of players. Zach Johnson and Jordan Spieth, after the first round, are tied at 7-under. Spieth is the defending champ. So he mixes in a low opening score, 63. Hasn't been playing as great lately. But he even holed out from the bunker again. From a further distance, he is brilliant. It's when he's up closer on the green where it doesn't always go in. He just makes these incredibly long putts, and he is a crazy, mad, skilled player. But it's not from close to the cup, which is wild. But I guess in one way, it could be considered to be maybe a good thing, because with especially in some of these majors, with where the pin placement is, it's not all bad because of how he sinks some of these crazy putts. I mean, absolutely crazy. Yeah, I'll tell you what's crazy, is watching what's happening with the Brew crew. I mean, they are just, when you say tearing it up, they are tearing it up. They are a team to be reckoned with. It'd be so odd to, and maybe not after the people in Milwaukee, but it'd be so odd to talk about, are you kidding with these Brewers? I mean, the Brewers crushed the Cardinals on Thursday, 11-3, and just continue to roll. They pick up their 44th win. If you look at the standings, this was unthinkable maybe 10 years ago. But you look at the Brewers now and where they are, if they can continue to do what they're doing in the National League Central, they're on top. But what's interesting is, in any other division, in some of the other divisions, they would be right up there, too. But the Cubs are just a game behind them. Then you drop down to the St. Louis Cardinals, and they're 5.5 behind them. The key is, at the All-Star break, not to be so far down that it's almost an impossibility unless you win every single game, because that becomes disastrous when you're putting that pressure on players and teams that, if we lose more than 4 games the rest of the way, I don't think we're going to get in the playoffs, right? But here's the thing. It's the dog days that can be killers. It's the injuries that you have to suffer through that can be killers. Because then when you need those superstar players, they're not there to pick up the pieces, drive in the runs, do whatever they do so well, really give it the leather in the infield or the outfield. And it's hard to bring up guys that can jump right into the position, even though it's their chance to shine for a cup of coffee or so, and to be able to really learn the shifts and what's happening and the signs, etc., when they're coming up from the minor league system. Believe it or not, we're going to continue the fun as we go to the movies next. Let's just say dinosaurs.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars.
I love going to the movies when I can. And then it's that pre-movie conversation. In fact, I was just having that with technical director Andy. And here we are. Now we have to be quiet because we're in the movies. And this one's a big one. Anything to do with dinosaurs and Jurassic is always huge. And I will say this. The first Jurassic Park, when I read that book, I was living in Las Vegas. And Vegas is just a town of, I don't know, it's like the Lonely Hearts Club. It's awesome in so many ways. And it's also sad in other ways. Everybody I met had like some story. They had three different names. The cable guy used to be a lawyer. This person, I mean, that's Vegas. Like when they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and when you move to Vegas, you become somebody else. And I didn't realize that. So what was cool though is the hours I had, I kind of could escape into books, and I love to read, and I never have enough time to read. You know, the kind of days, and I hope that you've had these days, where you have, I don't care what book it is, right? What kind of novel it is, what kind of book it is, but you are so entrenched in that book, you cannot wait to get that time to read some more of the book. And Jurassic Park was like that for me. Michael Crichton really intrigued me, and I started to read some of his, I've read all his books, actually. But the franchise on the screen, it's just printing money. You just talk Jurassic, and I don't know where does it stop, but there is another one, and this time it's called Jurassic World, and here's a little sneak preview of it.
I'm really proud of you for going on this trip.
You're gonna have so much fun. And remember, something chases you.
Decade from genetics than a century of digging up bones. A whole new frontier has opened up. We have our first genetically modified hybrid.
You just went and made a new dinosaur?
Probably not a good idea.
Almost 40 feet high. Really think you should climb down?
Depends.
On what?
What kind of dinosaur they cooked up in that lab. Evacuate the island. She's a highly intelligent animal. She'll kill anything that moves.
Oh, God.
Kingdom, Jurassic World. Owen and Claire return to the island where, you know what broke loose, to save the remaining dinosaurs from a volcano that's about to erupt. What were they thinking? There's new breeds of gigantic dinos. And they also uncovered a conspiracy, that threatens the entire planet. They got to stop it. Bryce Dallas Howard. Chris Pratt, can you do it? And then there's Jeff Goldblum. He's also in it. James Cromwell is also in this movie. PG-13, 2 hours, 8 minutes. That doesn't include all of the trailers for upcoming movies that will be played as you sit down. So expect to be there for quite some time. Not getting high ratings, but if you're a fan of Jurassic and you just can't get enough, no matter where they take you, with this story, you're going to go, or your kids are going to go, or you're going to wait till it streams. We move from dinosaurs to Uncle Drew. What's up, Uncle Drew?
We all remember that one moment that made us believe. The game is filled with stories of legends and how they were born. But this is not that story.
No.
Were you just watching me sleep again?
Boy, you are better than Cable, okay?
Wait a minute now. What's going on?
I used everything I got on this tournament.
You lost our superstar to another coach.
What's that smell? Is that a grudge?
This is the perfect opportunity for Dad to meet Uncle Drew, the greatest blacktop player I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my nuts.
Oh, Joe, nuts.
All you wannabes out here don't play like George.
So we talking Morgan Freeman? Don't do him like that, Papa Drew.
Someone like you could combine the old school with the new school.
It's got to be my team, my roster.
Yes! Is that a Game Boy? An electronic book?
Come on now, gotta get the boys.
Who's putting the squad back together?
Hey, simple man.
Time out!
Pass the ball, Kobe.
Oh, Drew, you told me these dudes can play. This dude, he's a karate man. Hey-ya. He's meditating right now. This guy right here can't even see.
How's that geriatric team of yours? You get them all individual life alert bracelets?
I still don't believe, dude. I got each of you a little something.
So we gonna ball?
We gonna ball.
This is where it happens! Let's do this!
Play the game the right way. It fixes everything.
Yes! Get that out of here.
This is the moment. You gonna run away from it, or you gonna step up and take it?
Basketball and recruiting some older basketball players to return to the court, famous ones. Kyrie Irving is part of this cast. Of course, he's still in basketball, Uncle Drew. And then Shaquille O'Neal, big fella. Chris Webber, Preacher, Reggie Miller, Lights. And, boy, it's just a cast of who's who from the world of basketball. Lisa Leslie, even in this one. Nick Kroll is Mookie. He's a comedian. And I don't know, might have some chops. Might be kind of funny. It's a comedy. It's an hour, 43 minutes, PG-13. If you don't go to the movies and see it, I bet it's a decent streamer. So you're laying on the couch, boom, you plug it in, you get a bunch of laughs. Hoover is our last one. Roll it.
When morals decline and good men do nothing, evil flourishes. Society, unwilling to learn from the past, is doomed. We must never forget our history. We must never lower our guard.
Edgar, you will rise to be the most powerful man in the country.
It is my belief that when a man becomes a part of this bureau, he must so conduct himself as to eliminate even the slightest possibility of criticism as to his conduct.
Mr. Tolson, I need someone who I can trust. I want you to be my number two man. You understand? I need you.
Imagine if every citizen in this country were uniquely identifiable by the pattern on their fingers. Imagine how quickly we could find them if they committed a crime.
You remember that file we created on his wife?
Mrs. Roosevelt.
Will you make a copy for me, please?
Is that legal?
Sometimes you need to bend the rules a little in order to keep your country safe.
All right, you get it. Hoover, it's about J. Edgar. Back on the big screen. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.